Many of you will recognize that sound. It's something you see everywhere, sometimes at the head of a long line of slow-moving traffic on a two-lane road. It's a moped, of course, and as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, riding one in Virginia now requires some paperwork.
This has been a largely unregulated part of our transportation system. Nobody knows exactly how many of these vehicles are out there. There's no real statistics on what the crash rate is. The DMV does know that in 2013, there were 600 crashes involving mopeds and scooters, 12 of them fatal.
David, police and the DMV took this to the General Assembly. What was it they asked for, and what has the Assembly done?
They want a reliable way to track these vehicles for safety purposes and so forth. The General Assembly this year passed a law saying that mopeds and scooters, they now have to register and get a title for their vehicle and display a plate. That'll cost them $30.25. If they are found in violation, that will cost another $76 for fees.
Well, I guess it'll be easier to find them now if they're stolen.
Right. And mopeds cannot be driven over 35 miles per hour or taken on interstate highways. Operators must be at least 16, wear a helmet, and have a government-issued photo ID. Didn't say they have to have a driver's license. Anyone who is suspended of a DUI is prohibited from operating one.
The moped story was written by David Forster in the Virginian Pilot. In our next story, we learned there was at least one person who foresaw the defeat of Congressman Eric Cantor in the recent 7th District Republican primary.
Yes, this is an interesting story by a reporter named Alexander Panetta from the Canadian Press. Figure it takes somebody from outside the area to find the one person who actually predicted a David Bratt victory. Elliot Meyer, an undergraduate at Randolph-Macon College, who knows Brad, who took a microeconomics class from him, saw it coming when no one else did.
David, this young man was given an assignment to study a grassroots political movement. The Bratt campaign was the one he chose, and a week before the election, he told his professor that Bratt was going to win. However, she was unconvinced.
The professor kind of said, hold on here. Maybe you spent too much time with this campaign. You've gone native. There is no way Dave Bratt's going to win. But Meyer, who covered the campaign closer than any reporter, had seen the campaign develop from Bratt talking to a few folks to an overflow event at a Richmond country club where he couldn't even find a parking place. He had to park a neighborhood or two away just to get in the door.
Meyer's view is that while Cantor was a national figure, Bratt made the campaign local, and he thinks the professional media just never saw that.
Now, the student, the undergrad, thought, you know, basically the press, the reporters, got it wrong from the start.
Which, it turns out, they did. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.